Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
I love that open. Although it does mean that Annie's not here, and I don't love those days. It's fun to host, though. Thanks for being here for the Monday after No Kings. We've been talking about that quite a bit today. We're supposed to have a special guest this hour, actually leading off the hour, but I don't know where she is. So I'm just going to kind of put the call out and hope that my voice is going into the lobby and see if that's enough to remind her that she's supposed to be on the air right now. But I will also tease that we have an interview coming up with Joel Penton. There is a movie. So as we've been talking about quite a bit here, we have a party coming up on Thursday night. It is our anniversary party. We're 25 years old. 97.1 has been around for 25 years. You probably hear all the different congratulations that are running across the station for the entire month. That's been a lot of fun. But the party at Lit Cigar Lounge is Thursday. Well, when I booked this interview, it was a couple months ago, and I saw this movie coming out and thought, oh, this will be great to promote this movie because it's a real unique theatrical release. It's nationwide, but it's just one day. So it's just Thursday. That's the only day you can go see this movie. Dang. It's called Off School Property, and we'll talk to Joel Penton about that movie later in this hour. And I guess unless our guest comes in, we're just going to have to start doing some different content. So I pulled the Democrat Party of 2000 once again.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I did three segments on this a couple weeks ago, just highlighting the ways that the Democrat Party, in their own words, has changed from 2000 to now, so 25 years. But I don't know if we got through all of them, even in those segments.
I don't think we did.
There were a few at the end that I was looking at, and I said, I don't think we said that.
Did you say it was 50 pages long?
53 pages I went through of their platform. And obviously, some of it's the same, like their stance on abortion and certain like things about the size of government. Although they did mention shrinking the size of government, but overall, all their stuff is mostly about enlarging it through your tax dollars and through debt. But how about this one? This is from the Democrat Party platform of 2000. In their words, battling terrorism. Now, this one isn't like ironic because, oh, listen to where they've gone now, which is why I don't think I talked about this one because it's ironic for a different reason. But this is in August of 2000. They said, whether terrorism is sponsored by a foreign nation or inspired by a single fanatic individual, such as Osama bin Laden, this was before the attack. Forward engagement requires trying to disrupt terrorist networks even before they are ready to attack. Isn't that wild that he was that on the radar as a potential terrorist threat that the Democrat Party platform would mention him by name in 2000? This was almost exactly a year before 9/11.
When did the attack? Was it Beirut that they attacked, that Al-Qaeda attacked Marine barracks?
I know the attack and I know the name.
I'll have to look it up.
I can't connect those dots for you, though. But isn't that, I mean, it's just, it struck me when I was reading this, that it says, As president, Al Gore will tolerate no attack against American interests at home or abroad. Terrorists must know that if they attack America, we will never forget. We will scour the world to hunt them down and bring them to justice. Now, this is good stuff. I'm not like highlighting this because, they've changed so much. But it's just amazing to me that they would, in their one section on battling terrorism, which I'm not saying didn't exist in 2000. I'm just saying for that to be in your party platform, was that
here's,
big of an issue?
Here's why. Okay, I thought it was the Marine Corps barracks in Beirut. That was in 1983. That's not the right one.
I didn't,
it was the
USS
Cole, which was October 12th of 2000.
Okay.
So that would have been right around this the time.
You said that was October 12th?
12th of 2000.
This so was August of 2000.
Right before that.
This was but that would have been before that.
But this is, Bill Clinton was the president, right?
Yes.
So I think that may be why that would have been on his radar, because they would have had chatter.
Looking at it. But my point is that they were looking at it.
Yeah.
And they thought it was enough of a threat to put it in their party platform and name Osama bin Laden. That just surprised me. So now to a couple other things that were in there that I'm not sure we got to that are kind of like, oh man, look how much they've changed. Engaging former enemies. Democrat Party platform, 2000. Democrats understand that we must engage former enemies. This administration's efforts to design new relationships with the Russian Federation and China have been continuously subjected to every form of harassment and attack by the Republicans. But they've been in America's national interest, and they have been the right thing to do.
That is weird, because even as late as Barack Obama's presidency, Hillary Clinton pressed the reset button, which I remember that photo op was awkward. But
yeah, she went to Staples.
Press the reset.
The
yeah, they kind of look at it like, what are you doing? But press the reset button with Russia to you know, re-engage with them.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, this is in their platform. And of course, geopolitical things change. So if you're defending Democrats, you say, well, that was a different era.
Yeah.
But it's still there.
But it was still Vladimir Putin.
Exactly. How about this? And this is all under the banner of immigration. Bill, and I think I may have mentioned this one. This may have been right about where we stopped. Building One America. Democrats believe that God has given the people of our nation not only a chance, but a mission to prove men and women throughout this world that people of different racial and ethnic backgrounds of all faiths and creeds can not only work and live together, but can enrich and ennoble both themselves and our purpose. So there's a little bit of Democrat in there, but there's also God.
Yes.
And the acknowledgement that men and women are different people. And that we could all work together despite those differences.
Yeah.
Okay. That's traditional Democrat stuff.
Let's all come together and work together. For sure. That's
it's just funny because the language is so different.
Oh, man.
All right. Again, under the banner of immigration, because that was a little bit not quite that. It says, welcoming our newest immigration, our newest Americans. We believe in a major expansion of the border patrol and curbs on abuses of the asylum process.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Could you read that again?
Yeah, Democrat Party Platform 2000. We believe in a major expansion of the Border Patrol and curbs on abuses of the asylum process. As you may well know, for 4 years, from 2021 to 2024, Democrats and whatever the administration you want to call them, deep state or whatever, but they're run by Democrats at that point, were coaching illegal immigrants how to abuse the asylum process. And that is why we're in the mess we're in right now by having to deport so many people. But they allowed it. This might be some of the same people that wrote this, by the way, because it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
Saying that we should curb abuses of the asylum process. Was the asylum process being abused that bad in 2000?
Not near as bad as it was.
Not
last
near
4 years.
As bad as it was now. My gosh! But they wanted to curb it even then.
I wonder if this has to do with like who their base is. Because when you listen to Republicans say, and really Trump Republicans say this, their main complaint with illegal immigration is they're coming in taking jobs away from American workers. Well, in 2000, Democrats were the party of the American worker. So it would make sense in 2000 that that's who they would lean in and defend.
Well, I want to acknowledge that our special guest has come in the middle of this segment, even though I was just right in the middle of a great point. But you're more important than that.
I say thank you. Thank you.
Trisha Siekman is here. Trisha Hello. Everding is here. And she has brought with her the special guest, because Trisha's not the special guest.
No, this is Bernie Everding. Say hi. You want to be on the radio?
He is...
Do you say hi?
Oh, he's mimicking saying it.
Hi.
Oh, what's we would just sit here and let him do it if the alarms wouldn't go off. Mm-hmm. He's acting like he knows how to talk, but he's just not saying the words. What's a cow say? What's a cow say?
Anything?
Oh.
I think he sees himself on the screen.
Well, if you want to see a very, very cute baby. How old is he?
15 months.
15
yeah,
months.
Yeah, sorry.
Man.
I know you guys are trying to do your job here,
no.
But he insisted we come in.
Well,
he
we wanted like, you guys to come
kicked
in.
Kicked down the door and...
Oh, he
can
is...
you tell him what a cow says? We've been practicing.
Yay, noise is good.
I think they say moo.
Moo, say moo. Mm. Oh, he's
he does. He
he's a winner either way.
He sees himself.
He is fascinated by all these lights, isn't he? He's looking around and seeing all these crazy lights.
He is, yes.
For the
it is warm in here today, y'all.
Yeah. It is very hot in here. Oh, now he's talking, now that we're all talking. Well, anyway, if you want to see an extremely, extremely cute 15-month-old baby, now is the time to get on the YouTube live stream.
Babe.
And Bernie's going to let us know how he voted on this question. Is American culture shifting, Bernie? And we're, of course, approaching this politically. I understand.
In his short 15 months, he says yes. Yes.
He says yes, but there's two options for yes, Bernie. So is it shifting rightward yes or leftward yes? Or is it kind of in the middle and not shifting at all?
He feels like it's shifting maybe slightly right.
Okay. Slight right for Bernie.
Bernie's a slight right.
Who is running everywhere right
he
now.
He leans right. All right. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming in. man. If I had time, I would just be hugging and holding your baby. I did not realize how much I missed babies. I told my wife this the other day that I don't miss the baby phase, but whenever I see a baby, I'm like, babies! She's like, you want to have another one? I'm like, no! All right. We'll take a short break and be right back with Ethan's segment, whatever we're calling it today. That's next. Sports and Local on 97.1 FM Talk. This is the Andy Fry Show.
Lewis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Conservative.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and local.
Magic Merlin baby starfish suit.
Oh, that one hit today of all days. It's totally random.
Okay. I was like, what does that have to do with today?
Well, baby Bernie was just in here.
Oh, understood. I never got that one, really.
There's not really
Magic Merlin's baby starfish?
Yeah, baby starfish suit. There is an actual thing that does that. It's like holds babies hostage.
You put them in
at night, and they sleep kind of like a starfish, like with all their extremities fully out.
Okay,
which you'd think would be uncomfortable, but they seem to love it, and they sleep real well.
Does it keep them from? Is the idea it keeps them from rolling over?
Keeps them rolling over, and keeps them from scratching themselves too. And you can trust that you don't have to worry about it, and they sleep well. At least ours did, and the people like them.
That's cool.
I don't know why you made that into your open for this segment, but that is the...
I don't know why you do a lot of the things that you do, Ryan.
So I made it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is a weekend recap here for Ethan's Sports and Local, so I will go ahead and start with the No Kings protests.
Yeah.
They occurred. That's about all I got.
But did they happen locally?
There was a few that happened locally. There was probably... 8 or 9 in the metro area, the bi-metro, I guess, area. Mm-hmm. A couple in the metro east. I think Alton, Edwardsville, and O'Fallon had them.
I'm genuinely impressed because if that was Saturday, this area was under a Noah deluge. It was just constant rain.
Rain, and more rain. And then there was a few also in the St. Louis area. But outside of that, you know... From what I saw, I didn't see anything as far as violence breaking out or anything like that. I don't necessarily know what they were protesting, as you guys have mentioned, but they're allowed to do that. And they did that in what seems like a mostly peaceful way.
So. Apparently, there was violence that broke out in Portland and L.A.
I was speaking specifically to St. Louis.
I know. I'm just saying that I was watching for that this weekend to see if they all, if they turned into anything.
LA.
Well, and LA looked like a riot scene. Portland looked like a riot scene. LA, I think it was pocketed.
If you were a betting man and you had to put money on the most likely cities for there to have been violence to break out from the No Kings protests, would Portland have been number one?
It might have been on the list. Seattle, Northwest.
Chicago?
Chicago would have been on my list. Although you never know. It's so random because it'll take just a couple crazies that start pushing the boundaries, and then if you got enough crazies behind them that they go
to kind of rile them up,
well, okay, you know, yeah,
yeah, we're about the cause.
Well, let's tip over the car.
They get swept away in the emotions of the moment. But I think I would have put Portland first. There, to Ryan's point, it's the couple crazies that get them going, and Portland has a little bit more than a couple crazies.
That's why it's not hard to envision this being something that's paid. Because obviously, if you have 1,000 people that show up, obviously all of them are not paid. Nobody's saying that they are.
Get swept up in the emotions.
But if you are able to grab 20 people and give them $100 or $150 or whatever and say, here, go create some chaos. Well, first of all, that's domestic terrorism and the Trump administration is going to find you now, which before that wasn't happening. But it's not that hard to create a lot of chaos with just a few people. With a lot of emotion, a lot of anger at the fascist dictator that's running our country that was elected a few months ago. To me, it's the easiest thing to do in the world. I mean, you could fund it without that much money, let alone if you had this NGO money. Anyway.
Swept up in the emotions.
Yes.
That's what happens to me after a couple of drinks at a wedding when Pitbull starts playing. Anyone else?
You were hanging on to that one too.
I was really hanging on to it, and then you started talking again. I was like, no, I'm still going to get it in.
Yeah, good job.
St. Louis City's season concluded yesterday with a draw against Real Salt Lake. They played on Saturday night in the rain. Kudos to the people that went and toughed it out. Because
what did that crowd look like?
Spotty.
Spotty, yeah. I was figuring.
Spotty. But I will say this. Something really cool during the game. I think it was in the pregame they announced this. They which you don't see this very often. They announced that their goalkeeper, Roman Berkey, was signing an extension through the 2027 season.
That's cool.
They announced it with a video in stadium, rather than it getting leaked out to the public first or anything like that.
Oh, that's cool.
So the people in the crowd, it was their raw reaction first time seeing that. He's the best goalie in the MLS, played in Germany for a long time, very talented. So that's a big deal for the MLS, for St. Louis Soccer. And so it's kind of cool like seeing them do it in that fashion. So Roman Berkey is staying in St. Louis at least for the next couple of seasons. The Missouri Tigers had a thrilling overtime win on the road against Auburn this past weekend. 23-17 the final in double overtime. Bo Prabula had a three-yard touchdown run in the second overtime that would give the Tigers the lead, and then they would shut down their offense in the second overtime, and that would seal the deal. Prabula threw for over 250 yards. He did have two interceptions, but it was not enough for the Auburn Tigers to overcome the Missouri Tigers. So now with the win, Mizzou is 6-1. They are 2-1 in the SEC, and you know, Auburn isn't the best of opponents in the SEC, but they've lost against some really good teams, and that's one of the tougher places to play in the country at Jordan-Hare Stadium. And Mizzou pulled that one out. So this week, this is going to be a fun one. They play against Vanderbilt, who is ranked 10th in the country. It's been, I don't even know how long it's been since Vanderbilt's been ranked 10th in the country. I mean, quite literally, maybe 50 years. It has been a really long time. College Game Day, the College Game Day show, is going to be in Nashville this week for Vanderbilt versus Mizzou. So Mizzou will be featured in that, which will be kind of fun, good for the program.
Did you say that Missouri is ranked?
Missouri's ranked number 16 in the country.
Okay,
yes.
I missed that.
Yeah, they're actually, sorry, they were 16th. Now they moved up to 15.
They moved to 15. Yep. So I'm totally a bandwagon fan when it comes to some of these local teams. Mizzou's definitely one of those. I mean, I'm from Illinois. So in the Bragging Rights game that used to happen all the time, I think doesn't the Bragging Rights game still happen?
Basketball, yeah. Bragging Rights is basketball. Yes, that still happens.
I'm just saying, in that game, we used to always have parties and watch it because it was right before Christmas and we just kind of make a thing out of it. And I used to love that game, but we'd always root for Illinois because we're from Illinois. But I feel so much, Brad, you could speak to this maybe. I feel so much more tied to Missouri now than I do Illinois, because there's so many, not that I was ever like a big Champaign Urbana guy or anything, but just we're so St. Louis, we're so Missouri politics. I mean, I don't know why, but I feel so much more tied to the Missouri Tigers than I do the Illinois Fighting
Illini.
Whatever they're called.
The Lighting Fighting.
Yeah. I could see where you're coming from. But basketball, I'm diehard Illini.
Okay.
I've been diehard Illini. Football, I would always root for Mizzou because they were the closest team to me that was good, because the Illini was so bad for so long. But they've got a decent team this year, so I'm fine myself. If I'm given the choice between the two teams, I'll lean Illinois, I'll lean Illini.
It is refreshing to have the two both be good again.
That is good. Football and
basketball.
That doesn't happen
a lot. Great for the area. And I think that both programs are going to be good for a while. They have the backings when it comes to the NIL funds. They have good coaches in both of the sports on both sides that are, you know, getting those programs in the right spot. So I think this is something to get used to, which is exciting for the area.
I feel bad for Auburn. Not that I wanted them to win, but they're my favorite team name city that's based on a color near brown.
I can understand why that'd be hard for you. I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry. Illinois jumps back into the rankings despite not having played this week because there were so many upsets. They play Washington this upcoming weekend. That's a conference game in Washington. That just drives me absolutely insane. Okay. Yeah. All right. And then the Blues also won this past weekend, too.
Let's
so
go
good
Blues.
News there. Jimmy Snuggerud continues to light the lamp. Moving on to more local news, St. Charles City and St. Charles County have entered into a trade agreement involving the city hall. The deal is set to hand over the current St. Charles City Hall building located on North 2nd Street to St. Charles County in exchange for the county
investing
millions of dollars into key city projects in St. Charles. So basically, you're correct, Brad.
Cash considerations.
You're literally correct.
So they're not going to trade buildings, because I was really worried about how that would look. Getting those buildings on the interstate, you got to put those little yellow flags on them.
According to the agreement approved by both councils, the county will pledge over $4 million for road work on the north end of Main Street, which will connect eventually to the new city center complex by the end of 2026. There's a bunch of construction going on down there right now. Additionally, the county also pledges $7 million worth of work on public streets in the Riverpoint District and spending another, get this, $18 million to renovate the old city hall, including a new exterior and upgrades inside to bring it up to code. In total, this will near $29 million
wow.
in exchange for the trade. So that is quite the cash consideration.
Just one more time. Who gets what in this trade? Just real briefly, because I kind of got lost in the details there.
St. Charles City is receiving the funds. St. Charles County is receiving the city hall.
Okay. So,
the $29 million of funds that'll go towards projects, renovations, that's going to the city.
Okay.
In exchange for St. Charles County to take over, I guess, control ownership of City Hall.
Is it like that they own the building then? Or they just run
it? Deal is set to hand over the current St. Charles City Hall building to St. Charles County. That's what it says.
Good journalistic word there.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what
like
that means.
A title and a deed. Will St. Charles City still be operating out of the City Hall?
I would assume so, but like I said, I read you what the story is saying.
Boy, that's a weird story. That just seems like there's going to be something down the line that we go, hey, remember when this happened? Well, then now there's this issue.
And now we're kicking the mayor.
something. I don't know what it will be.
Turmoil out west.
I would say put a pin in October 20th as the day you heard that story to go, remember on October 20th when they were swapping buildings for money? I don't know what will happen. All right, stick around because next there is an opportunity to see a movie that is only on Thursday night. So we're pretending like we're not having our anniversary that same night. Joel Penton, Off School Property, will be on the show next to talk about that film that's getting a nationwide release, including here in St. Louis for one day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, I got the opportunity to talk to Joel Penton off air here a little bit. We'll get into the movie, but first, you were what position did you play for Ohio State?
I played defensive tackle for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
2002 to 2005?
2002 to 2006. I redshirted my first year and then had 4 years.
Dude, and then the little bit different industry you're in now with movies.
It's a little bit. I don't know. Both. I play defensive tackle, and so I was always looking to impact somebody, and now we are impacting people in other ways.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a pro. What a great way to start the interview. Well, Joel Penton is here. He is the founder and CEO of LifeWise Academy, and the reason we're talking to Joel is because you've got a new movie. It's called Off School Property. Explain this movie, Joel.
Yeah, well, Off School Property talks about the tragic tale of how decades ago our nation systematically removed Bible education from the public school day. It's had a disastrous effect on our youth as the Bible has been taken out of schools. But very few people realize that in 1952, a door was opened. Something called release time religious instruction, which is a way for public school students to receive Bible education during school hours. It has to be off school property, privately funded, and with parental permission. But public school students really can receive Bible education as part of their public school day. And the film kind of explains all of that. It talks explains how the Bible was central to education in America. It's been removed, but now there's this opportunity to put it back in, and particularly through the organization I'm part of, LifeWise Academy, that gives communities across the country the tools to take advantage of this opportunity.
Joel, are you expecting all of us to accept the premise that our school system has gone downhill since then?
Well, if you're willing to look at the statistics and you're willing to think, yes, I expect you to believe it.
What about people who are going to yell, hey, what about separation of church and state? It sounds like legally that's what you're addressing even in the movie.
That's exactly right. What the movie lays out is that in many ways, no matter where you stand on the issue of separation of church and state, you would have to admit that what we do at LifeWise with release time is a manifestation of the separation of church and state, because it's off school property. That's the name of the film. So students are literally separated from the state school. It is privately funded, so it's separate from state dollars, and it's parent permitted, which means it's separate from state compulsion. And so this is a great way to create an option for families that want Bible education for their kids.
Now, Joel, I don't know if you get into all of this in the movie, but this is a topic that I have really been interested in and covered for a long time. This is something that I think has changed the fabric of the nation the minute that happened, that we said, oh, no, you can't teach any sort of Bible curriculum in schools. But that's not exactly what we're doing now. Like, explain, because you're the expert here, how are things changing in America right now for the better? Because we always talk about, gosh, things have been so bad. But I see good news on the horizon with this topic. Explain that.
Well, I think the pendulum, in a broad sense, culturally, I believe the pendulum is swinging back. I think this little experiment of secularizing everything and pushing the things of God into the margins has failed. I think people see that it has failed. And I think we're seeing, just even in the news, that people are now more curious and more open. And with this particular specific development of release time, the rapid growth of at least our organization, we set a goal to serve 25 schools by 2025. We're confirmed in 1,200 schools, serving tens of thousands of students across dozens of states. Parents have a real hunger for this. They now know that it was not wise to remove the foundation of all education and remove, the foundation of kids' lives. And so they're hungry. They want to reinstall this religious instruction, and we're seeing the hunger, and now we're starting to see the fruit as well.
So this is very exciting to me. When I saw your press release come through, I said, oh my gosh, we got to talk to Joel, because Off School Property is a movie after my own heart. I love this topic, and I think it's so important to the future of the country. There's so many battles we're fighting for right now, but this one is battling for the next generation, the generation after that. The movie Off School Property, here's one of the reasons I was so encouraged by it. 700 theaters carrying this movie. I mean, that's not a small release, Joel.
No, it's not. We're so grateful to be partnering with Fathom Events for this nationwide release. I think that's one other indicator of just the interest that's out there, the hunger, that people are looking for solutions. They're looking to get involved. And so it's, yeah, I believe all 50 states, you know, over 700 theaters. In fact, the number of theaters grows daily. And then, but it's just the one night event, October 23rd. So that's a message for all your listeners. Make sure you get your tickets. That's the time to see it in theaters.
Yeah, so that's why we're talking to you now. So if people want to see this film, Off School Property, Joel Penton is the founder and CEO of LifeWise Academy, of course, deeply tied into this movie. What is exactly your role with the movie? Are you a producer? Are you everything, basically, with this movie, or what?
Well, I was interviewed for the movie, but I don't think I get it. You know what? I should request a producer line.
Heck yeah, you should.
No, the movie features what we do as the primary example of this kind of resurgence and this opportunity of release time, and so we're featured in it.
Okay, so October 23rd. Let me see what day of the week. That is Thursday. That is the one day you can see in theaters Off School Property. So how do you recommend people get those tickets, Joel?
Well, you can find it listed in any of these sites that show, you know, when theaters and where theaters, when movies are showing in what theaters. But probably the best way is to go to our site. We have a page set up for it. Go to lifewise.org. On the homepage, you'll see an ad for this Off School Property film, and it'll take you to a page where you can see a trailer. You can also search by zip code the nearest theater to you. And then from there, you can buy your tickets. So go to LifeWise, that's LifeWise.org.
Okay, so if people are searching their local theater and they can't find it, but you're, you know, in St. Louis, and you want to see Off School Property, one day, this coming Thursday, you can see this movie, Off School Property, by going to LifeWise.org. Joel, thanks so much for being a part of this movie, being a part of this movement. I think it's so important, and thanks for what you do.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Once again, that is lifewise.org, and the movie is Off School Property, showing one day, this Thursday, October 23rd. Encourage you to go see that. Thanks for being here. Stick around. We'll be right back. Captain says the Manny Fry Show just flew by today. Well, thank you. I assume that's a good thing. This is the last segment here before we turn it over to Mark Reardon. I mentioned about an hour ago that I am completely obsessed with Monopoly at McDonald's. I have gone there, let's see, as of the show start today, over the last 2 days, so 48 hours, I think I've been to McDonald's 5 times, which is stupid. I'm not getting full meals every time I go. I'll just get like a fry or a drink.
Whatever gets you the card.
I need the sticker. And I don't know why I'm doing this. I've already maxed out all the properties because there's always one that you can't get. And I've got all of them but the one in every category already. So what do I actually think I'm going to win? Because I know I'm not. I know the odds are against
me. You kind of do, don't you?
I mean, kind of do.
The odds are against you, but they're not as against you as if you stopped going.
That's true. But isn't this like playing the lottery?
Yes. You won't win if you don't buy a ticket.
Well, yeah, but aren't the odds about this? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but they're the same for everybody.
But I mean, isn't the thing that drives you basically the same thing? If when you walk past a machine that has the tickets or you go to the gas station, that you're like, oh, I know in my head that it would be dumb to buy this ticket, but I also think it would be fun to do it, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is where it's a little bit different from the lottery. Do you like McDonald's food?
Yes.
Then it's not dumb.
Yeah, but I got a Filet-O-Fish today just because of the piece.
Okay, that's kind of... You mean, don't like the Filet-O-Fish?
No, I like the Filet-O-Fish.
Okay.
I don't like paying $6 for it. If I was paying $2-3, I'd be like, this is great.
$6 for a Filet-O-Fish?
After taxes, it was over $6. for just the sandwich.
Wow.
I know.
I remember those are like 2 for $3.
I know. I know. Like, what happened? How did this become a premium item here? Because it like went up faster than the rest of their menu. But the Big Mac has it.
I wonder if it's tariffs.
I'm sure.
Import tariffs on whitefish.
But I'm obsessed with it. And now my kids are getting into it now. And my youngest, I'm like, dude, I could see. We drove past a gas station the other day and he goes, ooh, if we're not going to get Monopoly, maybe we could stop at that gas station and get some lottery tickets. He's 8 years old. I'm like, dude, you made the leap that I was already starting to in my head. don't start down that road. Because I said on this show before that I've never really gambled. I've been into a casino a few times when I was younger. Like right when I turned 21, I think I went into a casino a couple times just to say that I had been. But I didn't gamble. I just went in like with some friends. And then they probably stayed and I left. I don't know. But just recently, I was at a bar. And of course, you see gambling machines in every corner now. And some friends were in from out of town. And so I don't even really go to bars a lot, but I just happened to be hanging out with them. And they were like, shoot, let's put a couple bucks in the machine. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this. And I watched them play it enough that I'm like, well, there's no real rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
And I just watched them do it. Well, one of them, though, had these like buckets of gold on top of it. And one of the buckets looked like it was about to overflow. And I'm like, ooh,
like real buckets of coins?
No, it's video.
Okay.
So they can trick you.
Okay.
But I'm aware of that, and I'm watching it, and I'm going, oh, man. But if that bucket of gold's about to overflow, and my friend just got done, he said he's cutting himself off, he's done, could I sweep in and win? And so I sat down, I said, I'm just going to put 10 bucks in this machine. I've literally never gambled in my life. I put 10 bucks in the machine. And I hit for 70 on the second press. And my friend was mad at me, but he also had to admit, I pulled.
Game recognizes game.
Yeah. So after that, I'm like, well, shoot, this is great. Gambling is awesome. You just make money, and it's free. And so then I didn't do any more that day because I was smart enough to walk away after just the two presses and walked away with 60 bucks profit. And everybody was laughing because it was like, beginner's luck, you know. So then we just went on our guys' trip. And we went to Milwaukee. Now, Mark Reardon, if you're listening, you'd know exactly where I'm talking about. There is no gambling in Milwaukee except for this one Indian casino called the like Powhatan or Powhatan or something like that. I could never pronounce it when I was there. And it's the one thing there. And I mean, it is jacked. I mean, it is multiple levels. It is massive. And my buddies were like, oh, let's go there one night. And I'm like, ooh. Little dangerous, but okay. You know, I thought I had some control. But I did the same thing, and I thought, okay, if I just say I'm going to do 20 bucks, which is so low. If like you're gambling, you're probably laughing at me. But I could feel it. I could feel it, Brad.
Yeah.
It puts its hooks in you, and it's like, oh, but if you play just a little bit more, and everything's so lit up and so flashy and so cool looking that I'm like, dude, I could lose my shirt in here.
It's like they hired psychiatrists to figure out what would keep them putting money in the machine.
They absolutely did that. I know that they did because it was, I mean, I hate to say it, it was an amazing experience because you're so lit up, sensory, everything all the time. And you're like on this high of, what can I win? And I put in $5 and I won $6 from the start. And I'm like, here we go again. Beginner's luck.
I'm great at this.
And then by, 30 minutes later, I'm out of money. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do this. But I feel like I'm starting to do it with Monopoly. And I just wanted to get that out
there. This is weird to me because like the thought of losing money, like putting money into something and not getting back what I'm putting money in for is so repugnant to me.
I get it.
It's so repugnant to me that I can't even bring myself to gamble.
I'm with you.
Like I hate the high of winning wouldn't matter.
Yeah, but if you got that taste.
No,
that's what killed me.
I've gotten that taste.
Have you won?
Yes.
So you've done this.
Yeah, you do it and you win. You're like, oh, I won. Or you get a scratcher sticking. Oh, I won. But the thought of I'm going to throw money into this and it's not going to give me anything in return. No, it was so repugnant. It's like it's not even worth the winning.
I also feel like it's a weird witness to my kids when they ask, Dad, do you gamble? To be like, yep.
But here's
so I'm going to say no because I really don't.
But here's where it would be different for me, because if I went to McDonald's and it was attached to food, my brain says you're buying food, and this is just a thing.
And that's why I'm letting myself get away with it. It's just that I'm in the app, and we were talking earlier about how whatever Amazon server was down. Yeah. And so that my website for my McDonald's app was down, but it looks like it's back up now. So I don't know if it's fully working or not. But if I go to the section where you can see all the pieces, I've got every piece that you can easily get. I've just got none of the hard pieces to get.
Right.
So there's no reason for me to keep playing other than just the gamble of, oh, could I pull?
To play as much as you are to go to McDonald's. How many times in 48 hours?
Five.
I just need some fries. I just need some fries.
I do, and they're large fries. I don't even want that
one
many.
One more fries.
You have to get the larges,
just,
too.
Just one more. One
Come
more.
On, man. Let me get a small ice cream cone or something.
You got any more to cheeseburgers, man?
Our YouTube live chat poll today, is American culture shifting? Yes, it's going right. Yes, it's going left. Or it's not moving. Brad, we haven't answered this question yet.
No, we have not. I am a yes. This is moving right word. It's moving slowly at first, and I think this is going to be one of those slowly then all at once, because I think we're in that stage where everybody's kind of like, we wanted to shift rightward. We didn't like where the country was going, but they're still a little bit gun-shy about the backlash that they would get from the cancel culture. But I think we're getting past cancel culture, and as people look around and realize it's safe, I think we're going to see a seismic shift right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to say yes, culture is shifting rightward, but I struggled with the way to word this question even because I actually think God's doing something in America right now. I can't tell you exactly what that is. I do think it's happening among younger people, college age people, so much more. It's probably associated with Charlie Kirk in some way, and he was very political, so I don't feel bad about asking it in a political context. I just don't think that's entirely the point, but it does have those ramifications. So I will say, yes, it is shifting rightward. Is American culture shifting? I've pulled up the results here, and overwhelming amount say yes, it actually is shifting rightward. 72% of you say yes, going right. Now, 11% say it's still shifting leftward, and then 17 say, no, it's not moving at all. So a little bit of a split there between leftward and not moving, but rightward wins pretty big there with 72%. Thanks for listening today to, I was going to say Wiggins America. It's not. It's the Annie Fry Show.
It's the Manny Fry Show.
It's the Manny Fry Show. Annie's not here, but we expect that she will be back tomorrow, and we will see you then. Mark Reardon taking over next. So, another glass of that rock and roll. Turn up the band, find the hole, gonna lose control tonight. What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.